我叫什么？我叫什么？May I come in? I know this is very early. I know it's very early, and that last night you had a crazy, crazy party, and you stayed up late, but you need your sustenance, and I have your breakfast here. So, may I come in, please?
That's a relief. A true, true relief. So, my lady, here is what you requested of me for every morning until you change your mind, which is probably like in 2 days. So, I have here in my tray your tea, your bread, and a bit of butter. Is that enough for you, my lady? Ah, perfect. So there's only one thing that I missed, I take it? Of course, as it is usual for my lady to want more things. What is it? You want some cream to go with the tea? That's an odd combination, but don't take me wrong, my lady. I am here to serve you, and serve you I will. So, you're still tired, I see. So I'll just let you finish your breakfast and I'll go out and you can call me with that little bell that you have when you're done. I'll be waiting outside your bedroom door and I'll be waiting for your command. Does that sound right for my lady? No? Well, what is it that I did wrong? Did I do something wrong? Did I mess up the order? Or is it that I'm talking too much? I mean, I know I'm kind of new here, and your mansion is so big, and please tell me what it is. It is that you, my lady, wants me to stay with her. A bit more time? Well, that's a relief, and it's an unusual at the same time. I mean, I was warned by the master butler that I should not even make eye contact with you, and neither should I talk this much. So maybe I'm just way over the line, and maybe you're being too kind to me. So I'll just leave, and I'll close the door, and I'll be outside there. So I'm just going to leave. And what is my lady doing with me and my arm? You're grabbing it so strongly. I wouldn't think that you're this strong. So, why are you doing this? I mean, I really should go. I don't mean to stop you from doing what you want me to do. I mean, I'm here to serve you, but isn't what I'm supposed to do just to leave so I can serve you better? No. Then what is it that you want with me here? I really shouldn't be here. The master butler is going to murder me. I mean, no. He's really nice, and he's really knowledgeable, and he's been a great mentor. But he instructed me all these things, and I feel like I sh really shouldn't be here. So please tell me a reason why I must stay, because it's your command. Please tell me so I can just tell him not to worry. Well, that's a relief, but I still have to respond to him. Well, you're right. He responds to you, and if you desire, my lady, you can do whatever you want. So, yes, I guess you're right. You can just tell him that it was your wish, and thus your command. So, just for me then, what is it that you want with me here? What is it? why is it that you want me to stay so badly? You just enjoy my company? You're just curious about me and want to know more. But I'm just a fresh butler. I'm very new. I'm green still. I mess up orders all the time, and I've barely even known you for, well, known you isn't even a word I would say. I would say I just been serving you for like 2 weeks, and half of that time was just training. So I'm still basically in training, but I got the pleasure of serving you right now, and I don't want to mess it up again. Why would you want to learn more about a person like that? Why would you want me around and not the others? I mean, they're far more experienced than I am, and they know you better, I would guess. What do you mean I'm not like the others? I'm younger. Well, thank you, my lady, for noticing that, but... And I'm... Oh, I have more energy. So you like me when I have more energy than the others, I'm guessing. But that still doesn't explain why you want me here. Why do you want to know more of me? You're just interested. Well, I consider that a great honor, my lady. But anyway, I'll just do as you say. And what do you want me to do here with you? Surely you don't just want me to stay. I mean, no. I'm sorry, I didn't want to put words in your mouth or thoughts in that mind. But what is it that you want me to do here? To tell you how I've been? Well, these last 2 weeks were hard, although great. I mean, I got this job thanks to my qualifications as a server first. So I was just a waiter before this, and I'm guessing you know that, or the master butler knows that. I'm sure you don't concern about these things. But they chose me to be here with you, Ojo-sama. I've never been so happy. I admire you. I've admired you for a long time. And getting to serve you, this is a good, great opportunity. And I'm just so honored. So when I first came here, I met the master butler, and he was so strict from the beginning. And he tried to scare me out of it. He didn't even want me to end up joining the team permanently. And I thought for the longest time that he may have been right. I've messed up my orders, and I've fallen down the stairs, and I've tripped, and, you know, I've gotten the names wrong, and all that jazz. But anyway, I kept going, because I admired you, and I hoped that I got to serve you personally, which wasn't even an option 2 weeks ago. And finally, it happened. I mean, about 3-4 days ago, and I started serving you breakfast, and, well, the other things as well, but getting to serve you breakfast, getting to see you in the morning, even though the first 2 days were with supervision, I loved it. I didn't mind your tired face or tired voice in the morning. I didn't mind your messy hair. I actually think it suits you. You look beautiful even without any care on your part. And not that you don't care about how you look or that you look tired or, you know what I mean. You just look so perfect, my lady. And I admire that. I mean, who wouldn't admire that? And I got to serve you after a long week and a half. I finally got my chance. I applied since I got here to do that, but they didn't want an experienced rookie to do that for them. One of them was really, really interested in getting to serve you breakfast all the days available. I don't know why would that be. I mean, they are not really fans of yours, according to what I've talked with them. And yeah, he was the only one. And it's curious. Most of the maids don't really like being around here, but some of the butlers really do enjoy themselves, especially the one that was in the morning. And I don't understand really what that's about, since I don't really know anything about your career. But I do, and I admire you, and I love serving you, especially breakfast. And I wish I could serve you everything at all other times, because I just enjoy you so much, and seeing you, and just listening to you, just thinking that I can be of help to you. Is that something that's weird? I'm sorry if that's weirding you out. You have a face like you're gonna die. Not because you're tired, but because, you know, just... Yeah. You like my story? Well, it's a true story, so I don't have anything to make it more or less interesting, I guess. So, you say you may know why that other butler was so interested in serving you, and you know why the maids don't like you as much as the butlers. Well, why is that? I really don't understand. I mean, I love being here, but I don't understand why others would be when they know nothing of you. And I don't understand why the maids wouldn't when some of them do know about you. It's really odd to me. I don't know how to explain it, but... Oh, you're gonna tell it to me. Great. So what is it exactly you like to have fun with them? Well, I like fun, and I like you, so of course I would love to have fun with you. So maybe you play card games or some table games. Which is it? Something that requires a bit more movement. Maybe you play Just Dance or any other dance game. Maybe a guessing game. You play in your own bedroom with them, and you're more lively in the mornings, and that's why the breakfast team is much more excited. But what do you mean by that? And that's why the maids are not as excited as well, because you only like the butlers to do that. But what is it? To come closer. Well, of course I'll come closer for you, but what is it that it is? This close? Well, I think this is too much, maybe, but that I'll find out in a second? What do you mean I'll find out in a second? I found that really...
Hey, I let you in on a secret. The continuation for this is 18+, and will be on Patreon for Lewd Crusaders. Go check it out in the description.